change of pace. Seems like we're early on schedule, but it's okay. If you have your Bibles tonight, if you'll turn with me to Acts 13, we're going to start in verse 47. If you have it, say amen. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And in John 8, verse 12, it says, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And you may be seated tonight. I titled this message, Being a Reflection of the Light. Being a reflection of the light. Being a reflection of Jesus. You know, in this world, we live in a very dark world where there's nothing but chaos and darkness. And it is up to us to begin to reflect Jesus, the light, into this dark world. And I wrote down some notes here. It says, recognizing the open doors God's put in front of us to be a light to someone in our day-to-day lives. And I started thinking about that, you know, because I've had some bad days, especially here recently with some things at work. And, you know, it was just very hard to begin to be very nice or be that light to shine. And, you know, I had to check myself sometimes because if I'm not careful, I can begin to act on emotion and begin to let emotion overrule the light that is trying to shine forth in my life, that's shining Christ. And number two, I put an act upon the opportunity and realize that we may only get the opportunity once to touch that one soul. So don't hesitate. Move when God moves. Go talk to that person when God is telling you to be a witness for His kingdom. You know, being a reflection of the light is moving with His Spirit, moving into His presence. When God is calling you to act upon something that He is calling you to do, it's not hesitating, because when you hesitate, you find that there's just a lot more problems. When God is saying, go speak to that person, that is something that is needed to be spoken now. You may never get that opportunity again to begin to be a light for Christ. And, you know, it's very important to not hesitate when God is asking you to do something and to begin to act upon that immediately and point them to Jesus. Being a light is responding with kindness and understanding that not everyone is going to want to hear what God has asked you to say. We can't force it down people's throats and expect a good attitude as an outcome. We have to know God's timing. You know, and as a Christian, this was probably the hardest for me anyways, because I know God is put on something in my heart to go talk to somebody, and it may not be just quite the timing yet, but I want to go over there and rush things, and sometimes that can do more harm than good if we begin to rush things that God is asking us to just hold off on and begin to pray about, and we begin to rush into the things, and it caused more damage. You know, we got to wait on God's timing, His perfect timing. There is a perfect timing for everything that God has. If we're if our ears are in tune with His words, we will begin to know when His timing is. Light. Light equals life. Without light, nothing can survive. Without light, you won't have plants. People cannot survive without light. It brings warmth upon the earth. Just as Christians can't survive without Christ, we have to have the light in us before we can reflect the light back into this world. We have to have that light inside of us. You know, sometimes the light, you know, God is asking us to do something for Him, but if we do not have that light inside of us, we cannot reflect it onto others. It is very important for us as Christians to begin to get into His Word, begin to move with His presence to be that light in this world. And in Matthew 5, 14 through 16, it says, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. I'm going to stop right there. You know, has anybody ever just walked through the house at night and just kind of stumble upon a corner or something, the coffee table? You know, I've done that several times. And just walking through the house, roaming through the house, and just the light switch is right there. It's available for my use, but I was too lazy to turn it on. And I ended up hurting myself and regretting that. You know, we've got to, the light is available to us. God has made himself available to us. We've just got to reach out and accept that. And in verse 16, it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." It is up to us to keep that light shining. Sometimes I feel like we hide the light away. We have it, but we don't reflect it. Is it because we are ashamed or scared of what others think? The devil is not scared of Christians that hide their light because they're not doing anything for the kingdom. If you're hiding away your light and you're scared of what the world is going to say and what they're going to do, you know, the devil loves that. The devil wants nothing more for Christians to just sit in their pew and not show Christ. You know, because when you're inactive, when a Christian is inactive, it is easier for the enemy to come in and begin to persuade people. And in 2 Timothy 1, 7 through 14, it says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and has called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer those things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and persuaded that it is he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Verse 13, it says, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, that good things which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us." You know, it's going to take the Holy Ghost in our lives to begin to show Christ. It's going to take him beginning to lead and guide us. We cannot go out these doors and begin to lead and be a light for Christ and reflection of his light in our lives if we do not have the Holy Ghost in our lives beginning to prick our hearts and beginning to show us things that God is wanting us to do and accomplish for his kingdom. God has called us to be the light, to shine and not to hide it away, but to outshine the darkness of this world. We live in a sin-sick world, church, where the darkness is just every street corner you look at. You know, there is something that is portraying evil. That is something that the devil has the enemy of our soul is trying to just latch out on us. And you know, if we're not careful and if we're not showing the light of Christ, that probably means we don't have the light of Christ. And if we don't have the light of Christ in our lives, we are dead. And I don't mean that physically, I mean spiritually. We've got to have that light. That light is life. And without the life, we are dead. And if we're not careful, some of us can get so used to routine that we let the light just begin to flicker. You know, if we're not careful, it begins to flicker and we're not paying attention, not upkeeping the light. You know, we've got to upkeep the light as Christians in our lives. This world doesn't know the light because they have been in darkness their whole lives. That is why it's so important for us to reflect the light of Christ into their lives, because if not us, then who? And in John 1, we're going to go 5 through 13. And it says, "And the light shineth into darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came from witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He that was in the world, and the world, he was in the world, and the world, excuse me, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." You know, and we've got to begin to portray that light. We've got to begin to let it penetrate our hearts and begin to reflect out into this world. Because if we do not have that light in our lives, we cannot help somebody. You know, people come into this church, we might get some visitors, or somebody just walks in, you know, is convicted to walk in these doors, and begins to walk in these doors. What are they going to find? Are they going to find a church that is full of life and light? You know, people are so lost in darkness that they don't even know what the light looks like. And if we are not showing light in our lives, they will not know the difference. How do we learn to be that light? In Psalms 119, 105, it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." The word of God will show you how to live a life reflecting the light of Christ. There are men and women in the New and Old Testament that lives were a reflection of Christ. You know, all throughout history, you can look back as far as you want, but people have been reflections of the light of Christ. You know, we sometimes I feel like we limit that to just people who are on the pulpit or people that are just in charge of things, but it is Christians as a whole. It is Christianity is not, it's not, you know, the church is not a place, it's a people, you know, and we've got to be that light in our lives. And if I could have a piano player, right. It is up to us, church, to begin to show that light into this lost world. You know, if we're so caught up with what we're doing and we're not paying attention or upkeeping our light, you know, tonight is the time to begin to upkeep your light. You know, you've got to begin to focus in on Christ. You've got to begin to want to bear that light. You know, you've got to have that desire to see someone's life change through you. And, you know, it's not just us that are depending on it. It's our families. It's our coworkers. It's our friends. You know, the people that we see on the streets, you know, they are depending on someone to show them the light in this dark world. People are lost. People are going to hell daily. And if we're not careful, we'll begin to not care. Let's put it that way. We get so caught up in our own lives that we just push through it. We push past it. We don't see the importance of it right now when God is saying, go and talk to this, you know, go pray for someone, go talk to this person about their soul. You know, if we're not careful, we get so caught up in our own little world, you know, the damage that could be done, that person could be crying out for help, and you could be that help. If you stand with me tonight, we're closing for a time of prayer. Church, we can be that light to someone's soul. We can be that reflection of the light. You know, we're not the light, church. Christ is light. We are meant to be a reflection of that light in our lives. People, when people see us, they should see Christ in our lives. And if you'll come around these altars, begin to pray. Begin to seek God's face. You know, if you're feeling like you've just been down lately and the enemy has just swung over your soul and you just feel like your light's a little flickery, you know, begin to pray that God will begin to strengthen you.